book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Amen. Brother Bill Graham, would you step in the foyer and push the cancel button twice? Okay? Thank you. Man, I know it's waiting for AT&T to solve the problem for us there in the beeps. But until they get the problem solved, it's a little bit annoying. All right? Book of Mark chapter 5. If you wouldn't mind, look at verse 25. 5 and 25. The story of the woman with the issue of blood. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind. Verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole thy plague. Amen. Touch. A touch. And last night we talked about a touch. I was reading about touch deficit disorder. There is such a thing as a touch deficit disorder. I know one that gets the attention is the attention deficit disorder. But there is a touch deficit disorder. And what I wanted to share with you to start with is that there was a study done, and they found early in the 100 years ago, they had put children in orphanages. And about 90% of the babies that were placed in these orphanages died. And they died before they would become 7 months old. The orphanages were full of all these unwanted babies that were deposited in these institutions. There was, even though they were in a sterile environment, they were in a place where they were getting all of their care given to them. They were receiving adequate food to make sure that they were nourished. They were given everything that was necessary to give them a chance for a healthy life. But yet the babies continued to die before they had reached 7 months old. The reason why these babies were dying because they were, before they were even grown or before they even reached a year old, was they were not receiving a touch. They were not receiving a physical touch. They were wasting away. And even though they were receiving all the food that was necessary to sustain them, they developed characteristics of an individual that was dying of malnutrition. They would begin to lose weight. They would go down to skin and bones. Their eyes would be deeply set in their head. They were withering away or wasting away. Was not because of infection. It was not because of disease. It was not because that they were not receiving food or nourishment. They were receiving all of the best of care. But the fact was they were not receiving a touch. A touch. Last night we talked about how do we need to receive a touch from God. We need to receive that touch from the Lord. And the beauty and the wonderful thing that can be that you can receive from a touch. There's people that go every day without ever being touched. And they don't, even whether it's when we're talking about physical touch, somebody to reach across and to touch their hand, somebody to reach over and put a hand on their shoulder, somebody to reach out and to shake their hand, somebody to pat them on the back. Without touch, we miss something that we need in our life without touch. I know with those of us that maybe are sitting here, maybe we experience a physical touch from somebody. Somebody that cares about us. Somebody that loves us. If you're in this church, I hope that you receive some kind of a touch tonight. Today. I hope somebody reaches out a hand and shakes your hand. Man, I told last night that, you know, Brother Tom, it's important at the door, amen, that people receive that touch. That's important that they feel that connection when you shake their hand and that they feel like they're a part of it. There's something that makes them bond when somebody just reaches out and shakes their hand. Or maybe it's somebody here that when you go down to pray, to feel somebody put their hand on your shoulder, to kneel down beside you, you don't have to hear the words that they're saying, but when they lay their hand on you, amen, that touch conveys something to you. That somebody cares, that somebody is praying, that somebody is watching out. But we need that touch from God. We need that touch from the Lord. We need that in our life today. Every one of us, if you've gone without a touch of God very long, amen, you will begin to waste away spiritually. You will begin to wither away spiritually. You need to have that touch of God in your life. You need God to touch you, whether it's in a service this morning, amen, that God reaches down his hand and touches your life, or whether it's in your own private prayer and devotion where God touches you, but you need a touch from the Lord. You cannot go, you cannot continue on, amen, and thrive spiritually without receiving a touch. Amen. You will waste away and you will die spiritually if you do not receive that touch. It's not just new converts that need that touch. It's not just new believers that need that touch, but it's every one of us. We need to receive a touch from God. We need to receive a touch from God. Amen. But what I read to you today, amen, the opposite of what we talked about last night, is not just that God touch us, but we need to reach out and touch God. We need to touch God. Amen. It is important that we do what we can to touch the Lord. Amen. When you have a need, you need to touch God. You need to touch him. Amen. You need to press through somehow and reach out and touch the Lord. There is a power in a touch. Amen. Read to you the verses last night about the leper that came to Jesus, said, "Wilt thou cleanse me?" And the Bible says Jesus touched him. And he was healed. Also there on that same chapter in the book of Matthew, we have Peter's mother-in-law that is sick. And Jesus enters into that room where she lies sick in the bed. And the Bible says he touched her hand. We could go all through the Gospels and pointing to places where Jesus touched people. And touched them. But can I tell you, this verse today, this place where we find, amen, that this woman, she touched Jesus. She touched Jesus and her need was met. Amen. You need to know, amen, that I need to touch Jesus. I need to touch Jesus. Amen. Yes, we need a touch from God, but we need to touch God as well. Amen. We need to touch him. We need to reach out. You know, there's so much that can be conveyed through a touch. If somebody is weary, if somebody is in sorrow, if somebody is sad, A touch, placing a hand on a shoulder, a touch, brings courage, brings comfort. Don't have to say anything. Don't have to say anything. But just by putting your hand on them, right, it communicates comfort. It communicates courage. It communicates love and affection to them just by reaching out and touch. Sometimes we need a touch. Sometimes we need that comfort. Sometimes we need that strength that we get when God touches us. But there's also times we need to press through and we need to touch God. We need to touch God. Hey, man, this woman, she said, if I can touch him, if I can touch him, my need can be met. If somehow I can press through the crowd and I can touch the Lord, then I can receive what I need. Then I can receive my healing. Amen. Oh, God, help me to reach out to touch you today. Oh, Lord, help me to press through whatever it is that's keeping me from touching you. But, Lord, I need that contact with you in my life right now today. Amen. The Bible tells us that we have a high priest that is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. I believe we can reach out and touch him. Amen. I believe that our pain can touch God today. I believe that our hurt can reach out and we can touch the Lord. Amen. And we can make contact with God. Amen. That we can receive what it is that we're needing from him right now, even this morning. Amen. Oh God, let me touch you. Let me touch you. Lord, let me reach out and not only receive a touch, but Lord, let me touch you. You notice that Jesus, he recognized he had been touched. He said, who touched me? Who touched me? Somebody touched my clothes. Who touched my clothes? Amen. He recognized somebody had reached out and to touch him. Hallelujah. I believe he's aware today. He'll know. Amen. If you reach out and you reach out and you make an effort, amen, to touch the Lord today, he knows. He knows what you need. Amen. He will know the touch of one, amen, that is in need today. That special touch. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know, there's many times that it's just good, amen, to touch. Right? It's nice sometimes when somebody that you love reaches out and touches you. Right? Whether they just take your hand. But can we not reach out and touch our loved one and convey the same message? To tell what are you feeling when you reach out and touch your spouse? What are you feeling when you reach out and take their hand? Don't have to say any words. You don't have to say anything. But just there's a message that's conveyed in a touch. I believe when we touch the Lord, there's a message conveyed in that touch. Amen. He knows what we need. He knows what we need. He knows where you're at right now. Hallelujah. Oh God, help me to reach out and to touch you. And to touch you. Amen. When she touched the Lord, amen, the Bible says that virtue went forth. Amen. She felt the touch as well. She felt that touch. She touched him. But she felt something come through her when she reached out and she touched the Lord. When she touched the Lord, there was a change that took place. She felt the power of God go through her. And it was her reaching out to touch the Lord. Amen. You can reach out and you can touch God today. You can reach out and you can touch the Lord and you can feel, amen, the power of God go through you. You can feel the comfort of God flow through you. You can feel the strength of God flow through you if you just touch him today. Hallelujah. Touch him.
Amen.
Amen. And we sing that song, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. It's just an effort on our part to reach out and to touch. Reach out and to take hold. Reach out and to touch the Lord Jesus as he's passing by while we have an opportunity. Amen. Somebody needs to touch God. Somebody needs to touch the Lord. Amen. While he's here among us, somebody needs to reach out and just reach out and touch the Lord and find what he can do in your life. Amen. You'll find he will meet the need in your life. Amen. He's a high priest that is touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Can I tell you, amen, it is possible to touch God today. It is possible for you to reach out and touch him. It is, you say, but there's no physical presence, but you can still touch him. You can still touch him. But how will I know when I touch him? You will know when you touch him, just like if you reached out and you touch me, you will feel something through you. Amen. You will feel contact. And I know when I've reached out and touched the Lord, amen, I felt and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've touched him. I've touched him. Amen. There's times I've went to prayer. Amen. And I knew when I touched God. I knew when I touched God. Amen. I felt it. I felt it just like as if I had reached out and touched somebody beside me. I know that I had touched heaven. I had touched God. You say, how can you know that? Amen. You will know it. You will know it. Amen. Jesus was going through a crowd. He said, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Now, disciples said, Lord, all these people are thronging you. There's all this multitude pressing around you. Surely you know somebody's touching you. There's people bumping you. Right? There's people nudging up against you. There's people that somehow in the shuffle, they're rubbing up against you, Lord. Somebody's touching you. But that's not what he was talking about. Amen. Somebody touched me. Amen. Somebody with an intention. Amen. Touched me. Amen. I know there's a multitude here today. Amen. But I believe that God will recognize your touch. He recognizes the touch of one that's in need. Amen. He knows your touch. He knows your touch. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember when you was a child? And that you would go up to your father. You just reach up and put your hand in his. Right? It made you feel safe, secure, comforted. Right? Made you feel cared for when you just slid your hand into the hand of your father. Amen. Can I tell you, why don't we just reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him. And whatever you're needing in your life, there's power in a touch. There's power in a touch. Amen. There's so much. Do we say, well, God, I need to hear God. I need to hear his voice. And that's nice. But if I could just touch him. If I could just touch him. If I could just touch him. Man, I don't know. Never really experienced this. But if you lose somebody you love, man, you probably will miss the feel of their touch. Right? You would probably miss, I'm saying, by you would, if you'd, there'd be a void there. Whether it's your father, your mother, you'd probably have a void in your life where, I wish they would just, I could just feel their touch again. I wish I could just feel their touch. There's a bonding there. If you've lost a spouse that, you know, probably, if I could just feel their touch one more time. What about the Lord Jesus? Amen. Lord, I need to touch you. One more time. And in funerals that I go to, okay, now I see a dead body there. I'm not real crazy about touching a dead body. All right? I'm sorry. I'm not real crazy about that. But it's not somebody I loved. Not somebody that I was. It wasn't my wife or husband, okay? It wasn't my dad. It wasn't my mom. But if it's somebody, I watch these family members. They want to touch. One more time. They want to touch one more time. They want to feel that touch one more time. And oh God, Lord, I need to touch you one more time. One more time, Lord. I just need to reach out and touch you. I need to know you're there. I need to know you're there, Lord. Oh God, I just need to touch you. One more time. Lord, I just need to feel that touch. One more time, Lord. God, to know that you're there, that you've not left me. God, but that you're still there. That you're still there. Amen. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Those people that you love, you remember their touch, right? And you remember their touch. Justin, when he was a baby, I say baby, he's still a baby, a year ago, he'd like to hold your hand while he was in his car seat, or he was sitting on the couch, he'd like to hold your hand, but he always would take his fingernail and get under your fingernail and pick at it like that, and he'd just do that the whole time he's holding your hand. He'd just pick at that, get it, take his nail and get it under yours, pop it up like that. And he was doing it, I don't know if he was doing it intentionally or unconsciously, but he would do that all the time. He'd sit there and pop that like that. I hope I never forget that. Hope I never forget the feel of him putting his fingernail under there and popping that. It's somebody I love. Yeah. I hope when he's 18 and I'm way old, come by every once in a while in the nursing home where I'm at, take my hand, pop that nail like you did. Some things about a touch you'll never forget. Never forget. Maybe you can think right now, some of you that's lost your father, the feel of his hand. Maybe it was calloused and hard. Maybe you can feel right now, you can remember the rough, how rough his hand was. Maybe something else that you would remember, maybe the strength that you would feel in that hand as he would take yours and squeeze your hand. But you can remember a touch. And oh God, I need a touch today. I need a touch, and I need to touch heaven. I need a touch that I can remember. And it seems like it's been so long, Lord God. I need to touch you. I just need to know you're still there, Lord. Amen. Would you bow your head for me today? Hallelujah. How about you this morning? Do you just need to touch God? Hallelujah. And if you're just needing to touch him one more time today, you need to know he's there. You need healing, you need a comfort, you need strength, you need sweet relief, but you just need to know, God, I need to touch you. I need to touch you today, Lord. God, I need to know, Lord God, the strength of God. Amen. Why don't you just lift your hand and reach out to him this morning? Amen. And just say, Lord, I need to touch you. I need to touch you, Lord. Lord, I need to know, God, the touch of the Savior. I need to know the touch of my healer. I need to know, Lord God, that you're here for me to touch you this morning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let me reach out and touch you right now. Let me reach out and touch you right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, church, let's come this morning, the altar, every one of you that will. Amen, would you come and let's reach out and let's touch the Lord this morning. Let's touch him. Lord, I just need to touch you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Find your place in this altar. Amen, where you can touch God. Where you can touch God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let me touch you.
Touch the Lord. supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy.
Just believe when you call on. prisoner. When I finally touch Jesus, oh, he made me free. Praise the Lord, free indeed. Oh,
touching Jesus is all that really matters.
Oh,
in your life will never be. One.